Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's been determined that the most dangerous animal in Yosemite National Park...
Sam,
not bad. The mule deer, which have been responsible for more human injury than any other.
Is that based on car crashing?
Car crashing, people approaching the doggone thing, being stupid.
Oh.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, is that the mule deer is not a dangerous animal. People are stupid. So there's a lot of animals that kind of get a bad rep because of us.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 animals that got a bad reputation. How about ravens? A group is called an unkindness or a conspiracy. People just think they're evil because sometimes they're scavengers and they're known to pick at bodies when public executions were still a thing. And because of that, they're considered the symbol of death. Personally, I think they're pretty well neato. They're highly intelligent and learn easily and use logic for problem solving. Plus, if I'm gonna have my lifeless carcass picked apart, I'd rather let the ravens ravage me than wait for a vulture to swoop in and dry gulch my bones. Plus, vultures look like a limp penis with wings.
It's time to take off the leash!
All the pictures of the Baltimore Ravens. And public execution. Lamar's out there. I'm going to eat that eyeball, dog.
So we've got 10 animals that get a bad reputation. Pigeons bottom out the list there. Pigeons get a bad reputation, often considered pests due to their droppings and sometimes aggressive behavior.
Well, because they live with us.
Pigeons are still a part of many urban ecosystems and play a role in seed dispersal.
And delicious.
You had pigeon?
Squab.
We all did. Yeah.
Journey.
Everybody. That was the finale. That was a dessert.
I wasn't there, Miles.
Yeah.
It was delicious, Mike.
I'm sure it was. Good old squab. I agree, though. Pigeons are weird.
They just live where we live.
They're not
keep
real.
Feeding them.
Then what'd you eat?
Well, I know, but it was Germany.
Okay.
So they just call it that.
They just call it squab. All right.
Yeah. Pigeon is eaten all over the world. I don't know why we don't eat it in the States.
It's plentiful.
Right?
Squirrels and pigeons, man.
And you can imagine, like,
still want to eat squirrel.
You said you would not?
I want to. I'm dying to. I heard it's greasy.
You're dying?
Like, do you make
that's
just little...
That's a sales pitch. I heard it's greasy.
Do you make, like, little squirrel steaks, or do you, like, put it into a stew? What do you do?
Well, you can put it in a stew, or you can chop them up in pieces and then fry them.
All right.
Nuggets?
I want to eat his little legs.
Squirrel nuggets.
Miles, you've had squirrel.
Sure.
How is it?
It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's serious. It's not gamey. It's good.
We should eat more.
You don't have to soak it in salt water, brine it, anything like that.
You don't need to shave it
or nothing. Well, to get the gaminess out. I mean, you know what venison tastes like. It tastes gamey. Squirrel does not have that. Bear has that.
Mm-hmm. Elk has that.
Squirrel does not.
Moose was gamey.
All right.
But I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of states where you can hunt squirrel all year round, and that's just what people do.
Nice.
I think the two least gamey things are elk and probably squirrel.
Okay.
Turtle.
I meant moose, right. Elk is good. I like elk.
Rock and bullwinkle would taste good, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Rabbit's delicious, too.
Oh, I believe that. 10 animals that get a bad reputation. It's the bug that'll shut down a lot of restaurants.
Cockroaches.
Often seen as pests and symbols of filth, cockroaches are actually quite resilient and play a role in decomposition and nutrient cycling.
Yeah, we just don't want to see you.
Right, they're just nasty.
Like, if you just did whatever it is you do and I had no idea you were there, I'm cool.
Right. Everything, for the most part, things serve a purpose here within an ecosystem. So everything kind of has its own spot.
It's like a spider. You know, they say, hey, man, it reduces insects. I'm like, well, not the one I just hit with my shoe.
Exactly. What's the difference between a cockroach and a roach?
There's actually like 12 different species of roach.
One you smoke, the other's a bug.
All right. You're like, what is that? Look at that guy right there. You know what he should be called? Look at that. Look at that. You ever see a bug like that?
VD mentioned it. Vultures. Known as scavengers, vultures are often seen as dirty or even evil, according
to... Because they're ugly.
Right. However, they are essential for cleaning up carcasses and preventing the spread of diseases, and that's why they are seen as dirty. That is why they're seen as evil, is because they prey on the dead.
Sure.
They benefit from you being dead.
Well, yeah.
At the end of the day, like, does that make them parasites? No, parasites.
No, parasites need you to be alive.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of animals that prey on dead animals.
Absolutely.
Like, don't we kind of?
Yes.
Like, I don't go out and hunt.
Right.
Well, somebody's already killed it. It's at the store. And I go, all right, sweet. I'm going to get a steak.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you were starving and you found a carcass on the side of the road, like, oh, we can probably fry that up.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, again, sorry, Miles, but I mean, West Virginia does have, like, an annual roadkill
cook-off.
Cook-off. There you go. Yeah. That's scavenger. You bet.
Also, they have rules on the books that say you can take roadkill home.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can eat it. Basically, you hit a deer. It's out of season. You can put that deer on top of your car. Normally,
try to floor a deer?
Well, normally, a police officer would pull you over and go, you're hunting illegally.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
So to avoid all that crap, they can say, like, look, man.
As long as there's tire marks on it, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Dude, I remember we had a guy show up to our bar that I worked at once. He's like, you got to come outside. Same thing. He just had a deer that he had hit. We were like, what are you doing with these? He's like, well, I'm going to take it home and eat it.
All right.
Well, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they're hot. So if they're hot, you can't really do anything with it.
10 animals that get a bad reputation. Ted's favorite, snakes. Often depicted as deadly predators, snakes are actually more likely to avoid humans and are more likely to be prey for other animals. Many snake species are beneficial to ecosystems.
Okay, sure.
Stay out of my damn yard.
Those badgers in eastern Washington are alive on rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all they do is hunt and
snakes. I mean, if you're not venomous and you're not like a pit viper... I guess I get it, right? It's like in medicine where you have the snake in there.
Sure.
But also, like, I read the Bible. If it wasn't for snakes, we wouldn't be born with original sin.
Damn right, man.
Thanks, snakes.
You blame the snake because a woman listened to a talking snake.
Yes. Yeah. Women will listen to anything.
But you like apples.
Well, yeah.
Well, they said don't eat the apple.
Well, there's apples.
Granny.
It's not about the apple. It was the fruit of the tree of knowledge. That was the whole bit.
Correct. It just happened to be an apple.
Right.
And what was the knowledge? You effed up.
So you're saying that the apple tree is now no knowledge.
Knowledgeless.
It was the knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't about the apple. The steak wasn't like, hey, look at this tasty apple. He was like, nah, man, you want this because now you know stuff.
Right. It was like a test, right? Like
taking your shopping cart and putting it in the right place at the grocery store. You can or you can't. It doesn't matter. It's not illegal. Just will you do it or will you not?
Right. Well, like, I could send you to a brothel and be like, listen, you could look at it, you could smell them, just don't have sex.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With one of the workers.
Gonna be disappointed, coach.
At the brothel. Right? That's the only rule.
Right.
And then you went down there and were like, well, I don't know. She convinced, a snake convinced me to have sex with her. Well, yeah.
But it's a brothel.
Right. She knew better.
But it's a apple
just
tree.
Just stay out the brothel. That's all you gotta do. Just stay out the damn brothel.
I'm not going to go to a brothel. I'm not gonna pay to have sex with somebody.
Well, don't go to the brothel at all.
What do you mean? Just
it's just there. Let it be there. Leave it alone.
The creepy guy on the inside? Like...
10 animals that get a bad reputation. Steve's favorite spiders show up on the list.
Yeah.
Often feared for their potential venom and webs that they spin.
That's not it.
Most spiders are not venomous or dangerous to humans, and they play an important role in controlling insect populations.
I know that. I understand.
You wake
that.
Up in the morning and go, ooh, I got one.
I appreciate that. Just stay out of my home. Stay out of my home. That's it.
Get out of my home.
Do your thing. Get out of my home.
Skunks, which I'm okay if they don't show up, but known for their pungent spray, skunks are often considered aggressive and dangerous, which they are. However, they primarily use their spray as a defense mechanism and are generally not aggressive towards humans.
I like their whole thing, man. Look, it's not about biting you or scratching you. I'm just going to make you smell bad.
Take that.
Bad. That's my defense.
They really are. Like, if you were an animal, Steve, you would be a skunk. Like,
you think so?
Take that.
But look, you don't want to do this. Hey, dude, I'm not saying hand-to-hand you couldn't take me. What I'm telling you is, it ain't worth your time.
Hyenas show up on the list. Often portrayed as scavengers and pests, hyenas are actually skilled hunters and play a crucial role in maintaining ecological balance. They help control the populations of prey animals and scavenge carcasses, preventing the spread of disease.
Mm-hmm. I've got pictures of them pooping. I took more pictures of hyenas pooping.
You would take a picture of a hyena just
big squat, man.
Backing one out.
You know the thing is, they won't look you in the eye, too. So like they always turn their head. Like I was just like, hey, buddy, good to hear.
No, come on, man. Leave me alone.
They really do. They
I'm uncomfortable.
They turn their head like they don't. You're not there now.
Who's the weirdo?
I'm pooping.
Did the hyenas predator in the Serengeti. He's taking pictures of me pooping. Yep. All right, OnlyFans, calm down.
Sharks show up on the list. Known as armed and dangerous predators, sharks are actually responsible for relatively few human deaths compared to other animals like mosquitoes. Well, duh. Many shark species play important roles in marine ecosystems, according to Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Sure. They definitely do.
And then this is the last animal, the number one animal that gets a bad reputation, the only flying rodent.
Joan Jett.
Bats. Bam! Oh my god. Often portrayed as blind, bloodthirsty, and likely to attack your hair, bats are actually vital for ecosystems. They help pollinate plants and control insect populations.
All right, I didn't know that.
There you go. Well, now you do. The more you know.
That's Please. What Batman does.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.